Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
And the devil has been winning. I said the devil has been winning. Now, don't write that confession on your 3x5 note card and start saying that the devil's winning, the devil's winning. I believe the devil's winning, the devil's winning, the devil's winning, the devil's winning. Because if you get to saying that over and over, over and over, you get to believing it, and you'll just go ahead and say, well, he's won, I might as well give up. No, the devil's not going to take over. As long as you're alive and I'm alive and we know the word of God, he's not going to take us over. Because if he's going to take us over, it means he's got to take the kingdom of God over. And if he's going to take the kingdom of God over, well, he's got another thought coming, because he's never going to do that. So there's a remnant of God's people. And this remnant today must understand spiritual truths. We can discern natural things. We look at natural things, and we look at what's going on in our court systems, what's going on in our presidential administration, and what's going on in our Congress, what's going on Supreme Court, what's going on in our state governors and state governments and city and county of public officials. It all gets down on that level too. And I'm not saying that everybody's wrong and everybody's bad. I'm not saying that. But if you look in it all, the devil is winning. And it's time that the church arises and puts a stop to it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must discern spiritual truths in this day. And the spiritual truth is this: the devil has been winning, but we have authority over him. And one truth that we must understand that's been lost to the church world, I believe it's drifted away, and the devil made sure of this, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, cannot do anything about the devil in this earth. He cannot. The Church of Jesus Christ is the only one that can do something about the devil. Jesus can't do anything about the devil in your life. Working in your situations, he can't do it. You can pray and ask him to do it all you want to, but he can't do it. Because in the Supreme Court of heaven is already decided, and God does not change his word, that the born-again Christian has authority over the devil. And Jesus has authority in heaven and earth, but he designated his authority in the earth to the church. And unless we as a born-again Christian, as we as believers, we as a church, if we don't take our place, the devil is going to keep winning. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's got to take their place, but there's got to be a remnant that takes their place. Yes. There's always a remnant that's going to do the will of God. Amen. There's always a remnant that's going to stand for the rest of them eventually. And we're going to come out on top. So you are encouraged. So he said that you look around here, Jesus talking to the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they are seeing natural things and making natural observations, but they were spiritually dense because they did not discern and understand the times that they lived in. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was standing face to face talking to them. God manifested in the flesh, and they were so spiritually dense, they did not know who he was. And the problem is, we may look at these people and accuse them, but many in the church today is in the same predicament. They don't know Jesus Christ. They don't know the Holy Ghost. Turn to Luke chapter 10. Let's move hurriedly along. Or move along anyway. The truth that's being lost is this. The truth that's being lost again is this. That you, the believer, has authority over the devil. Right. Jesus has done all he's ever going to do about the devil. Right. He's not going to stop the devil in the administration. Right. He's not going to stop the devil in the Supreme Court. Right. He's not going to stop the devil in the Congress. He's not going to stop the devil in our communities. And he's not going to stop the devil in our lives. Why? Because he cannot. Right. He would have to violate his word. He would have to do something about the devil. So if the church doesn't arise today and take their place and use their authority, then the devil will continue to gain ground and get momentum till it will become illegal to even stand in this pulpit and open this Bible. You would be arrested. In fact, if Jesus tarries, now this is not a popular message, but it's an apostolic message. This is the apostolic message. It's not a popular message, but this is an apostolic message. And this is that apostolic part right here. If Jesus tarries, you better be ready to give your life for what you believe. Oh, nobody gets excited about that. Not in America. Because we have been so blessed to be able to stand up and declare and say anything we wanted to. But the day will come, if the church does not arise, that you will give your life for what you believe. And you better be ready to do it. I don't know if I'm going that far. Well, you may be in the wrong camp then. I'm not trying to run you off. I know you just got here, some of you. But I'm not trying to run you off, but that's the apostolic truth. You go back and study the life of every apostle died. You know, even John on the Isle of Patmos, didn't they say they boiled him in oil? That's something like every one of them died a horrible death almost because they stood up for God. There's many people that gave their life and shed their blood for what they believed. And that's where we're headed in the United States of America. Now, the reason you don't understand all these things is because you've never, if you go to some of these foreign countries where the gospel is not allowed to be preached, then you can understand it. And I think at Rhema, I don't know if they had it when you was there, but that Fox's Book of Martyrs, I don't know if you ever seen it. If you go read some of those things and that happened to people that gave their life for the gospel, I don't know if people are getting excited or not. I think some are looking around to see where the door's at. Let me get out of here. I didn't know I was signing up for this apostolic church. And I'm not saying it's going to happen today, but we've got freedoms right now that we are enjoying that are quickly being stripped from us because it's the devil's plan, because he don't want you to tell other people that they can go to heaven and don't have to go to hell. Like under the big top last night. You know what I mean? People were told, you don't have to go to hell. I remember I heard that over and over, and that's the truth. You don't have to go to hell. And some of you are here this morning because you didn't want to go to hell. And of course, I do believe, and there is, and forgive me for having to say this, there's a large faction in the body of Christ that don't even believe there's a hell and they live and act like it. Not that works gets us there, but if you got something, it ought to show up somewhere. You know what I mean? So anyway, where did we turn to? All right, Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Let's see what it says. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. Wait a minute. I thought he already chose 12. But he appointed, or anointed, ordained 70 others also. Listen, he's also ordaining people today. He's appointing people today. When you get born again, you've been appointed for an assignment and a mission. And that assignment, main assignment, is to go out and destroy the works of darkness. Now, there's a lot of things in telling that, but that's what you're to do. And that's what he appointed these to do. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whether he would self, himself would come. He told them what they would do. And in verse number 9, we'll just read that. We'll read it for the second time, everything. Heal the sick that are therein, saying to them, the kingdom is God has come near unto you. We're to preach the kingdom message to the people. Amen? And so they came back from this journey, verse number 17, and the 70 returned again with depression and sadness and said, oh my God, I am never going out there again, and I'll guarantee me I wish I'd have never signed up for this crew. What in the world did you appoint me, anoint me for? Oh, poor old me, poor old me. Is that what it says? No, it says the 70 returned again with joy, 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 joy. I said they came back with joy. I said they come back with joy. They came back with what?
Joy.
How do you know? How do you know that? The Bible, it's open book test. You don't have to be afraid. It's open book test. They came back with what? Joy. They were filled with 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 joy. And when you work for the kingdom of God and with God, you're coming back with joy. Did anybody come back from the big top last night filled with joy? Why? Because you realize the devil wasn't as big and bad of a booger as you thought he was. My God, we went right into the devil's den, didn't we? I mean, right into his house, my God, and just set up a tent and camped out and said, come on here. We'll show you how big God is. Isn't that right? We went with the big top. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the church. You did. Went with the big top and just camped out. And glory to God, there's people that came out of the devil's kingdom and joined God's kingdom last night because the devil is not as big as a booger as you've made him out to be. But the church is looking for the booger. I'm telling you, he's defeated. The devil is defeated in the name of Jesus. But they returned again with joy. Why were they joyful? They said, they told why. Lord, even what? The devils, the demons, all satanic power are subject unto who? Us, through thy name. The devil is subject to you. If you just came into the kingdom of God, you don't have to wait. The devil is subject to you. In fact, you can go back. Everybody here today can go back to their home today. And you can walk in your front door and start kicking the devil in the rear end out the back door. And say in the name of Jesus, you're not going to stay here. And you're not going to camp out around here. You may go down the street to the neighbors. You may go the next block. But you're not coming in here and just start kicking till you get to the back door, open the back door and kick him out. Now, before you get confused, I'm not talking about your spouse either. So don't be coming. I'm not coming to Apostle David. And don't come to him. Get me in no trouble. Say, well, Brother Andy told us to go kick the devil out. And he was laying up in there when I come back. She was laying up in there, my God. I started kicking and a whopping. Oh, my God, even got me a bat. Woo! No, I'm talking about spiritual things. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got authority over the powers of darkness. The disciples came back with joy. But if you don't watch it, you'll get under that oppressing spirit that's on this country today. And you'll go around moping. You'll go around under this weight. You'll go around under this heaviness. And the devil will start winning in your life. He'll start telling you what he's going to do to you. And how he's going to cut you up. And how he's going to take you out. And how he's going to kill you and steal everything you got. But you got to bow up like an old banny rooster. And start crowing the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and declare that I've got authority over the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, and I'm using it right now in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil is defeated. But for it to be a reality in your life, you've got to exercise your authority that's been delegated to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus. It belongs to you. Amen. They came back with joy. And it says here, the devils are subject to thy name, to us through your name. So it's not me, but it's who I'm in. Apostle David brought it out so wonderfully this morning and clear to us that we was coming to worship God and God wasn't going to expect us. It helped me. I don't know if it helped you. You know what I mean? Because the devil will get on us. You know, you didn't do this just right. You didn't do that just right. You didn't cross this T or dot that I just right. Well, I'm just going to start bringing the lamb, like he said, and said, here, look at this. Just bring this lamb, the blood of the lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.